The three behaviors that were bothering me the most were Patrick's rude comments, out-of-seat behavior, and his refusal to work. So those are the behaviors I collected baseline data for.
Good. Let's see what you've got.
The rude comment behavior is definitely the most frequent. He doesn't go more than 2 or 3 minutes without making some sort of comment. The out-of-seat behavior occurs about every 6 to 7 minutes. But here's the real surprise. Patrick's work refusals. I thought this was happening constantly, but when I actually started keeping track, look at the data. He doesn't do it that often, maybe once or twice during the entire day. Why did I think it was such a problem?
Could be a lot of things. The way he expresses his refusal could be particularly rude, or it bothers you a lot more than other behaviors because it's directed towards you, or you consider it a direct defiance of your authority. It's not uncommon to find that a behavior that's really bugging you happens less frequently than you thought. Do you still want to focus on decreasing his work refusal behaviors?
No, I'd rather focus on the rude comments and out-of-seat behavior. Besides, I realized something else while I was collecting data.
What?
There's this whole hand-raising, calling-out behavior that I think I need to address. When we're doing a whole class activity, Patrick raises his hand or calls out at least 20 times per period. Look at the data. His lowest rate was 20. His highest rate was 36 times. That was in science. I've not really paid attention to it because I figured that he was at least engaged in the class. But one of the kids remarked on it yesterday. When I started counting, I was really surprised at how often it occurs.
Hand raising is a positive behavior, one that you don't want to extinguish entirely. But 36 times during one period is extreme. We can reduce that considerably. So, which behavior do you want to focus on first?
The rude comments. Those are disruptive to the class, and they hurt other students' feelings.